The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Mickey on the Move. Mickey is just like everyone else, except he wears cochlear implants and has to do things just a little differently than most. This charming tale reminds us that we can all find happiness if we lean on and support each other. On the cover, in a room with shelves full of books, three children read books and work on a computer. A blonde boy smiles and gives a thumbs up as he sits at a table with a book with a red cover. The title in yellow and blue letters reads, Mickey on the Move.
The neighborhood was noisy as everyone got ready for the first day of the new school year. Kids ran around, looking for lost sneakers and backpacks and books. Their parents scrambled after them, warning them not to be late or to leave anything behind. Lazy summer mornings were all over now.
The brightly colored houses bunched together on a cul-de-sac have cartoon speech bubbles above them, with lots of squiggles for words in them. Except the dark blue house on the end has no speech bubble.
Just one house on the block was nice and calm. Mickey and his mom sat down and had breakfast together and reviewed the plan one last time.
Mickey's mom smiles and pours orange juice from a pitcher as Mickey studies a note on the table. A bunch of bananas and two bowls are on placemats.
His mom had already talked to all of the teachers and staff, even the principal, to arrange Mickey's classes and schedule. Even though Mickey was starting sixth grade at a big new school, he wasn't worried. After all, this was the fifth new school he'd started. Mickey was used to being on the move. Gathering his backpack, Mickey climbed onto his trusty bike. He was excited to pedal over the two short blocks to his new school.
Mickey wears a helmet as he rides his bike. He stops on the sidewalk to wave at a boy in the doorway of a house who is waving at Mickey.
His mom used to have to drive him all over the place for hours and hours each day just to go to school. For a little bit, she even went with him. They sat in the classroom together and learned American Sign Language and practiced speaking.
Mickey and his mom shaped their fingers to make signs with their hands.
Mickey doesn't hear things the same way that most of his friends do. His mom realized when he was very young that he couldn't hear at all. Though many people who are deaf or have a hard time hearing can use hearing aids to make everything louder, those didn't help Mickey. Mickey and his mom visited many doctors and experts, and before he even turned 3 years old, he had surgery on his ears. The doctors gave him bilateral cochlear implants, which are tiny electrical devices that send signals directly to the parts of the brain in charge of hearing.
An illustration shows an ear with a canal going from the outside into the inner ear and eardrum, and then going to the other tube-like parts in the ear. On the outside of the head, above the ear, is a round device, a cochlear implant, that has electronic wiring that bypasses the canal and eardrum and other parts.
When Mickey arrived at his brand new school, his friend Lola was already waiting outside for him.
A girl with long brown hair stands outside of a brick building, smiling at Mickey, who puts his bike on a rack.
Mickey and Lola are in the sixth grade together, and they have known each other their whole lives. When other kids and teachers need to pay closer attention to what Mickey is saying, Lola always helps out. She's a great friend.
In a classroom, kids sit at individual desks as the teacher writes on a chalkboard at the front of the room.
For some classes, Mickey spends more time with a teacher in a quieter room. That way, he can concentrate harder on things like reading, math, and speech. He spends most of his day in the classroom with Lola and the rest of the kids. His teacher wears a special microphone that is connected with Mickey's cochlear implants, so he can understand everything. Mickey is very creative, and his favorite class is art. He loves drawing and painting pictures of his trusty bike, as well as cars and motorcycles. Mickey wants to be a police officer someday, so that he can drive around and help people. He knows he'll always be on the move.
A drawing shows a policeman in a blue uniform on a motorcycle. He wears dark glasses.
When Mickey rides his bike home at the end of his first day, his mom is excited to hear about how well everything went. For the whole first week, Mickey shares his school stories with her each day as they travel from soccer practice to tennis and swimming.
In their car, Mickey and his mom smile and talk. At the dining table, Mickey plays with a building set as his mom answers her cell phone.
Everything seems great, so Mickey's mom is surprised when she gets a call a few days later from Mickey's teacher. Mickey's been sneaking into the library for lunch.
In thought bubbles, she imagines Mickey playing soccer and bicycling with friends.
Mickey's mom is puzzled. She knows Mickey is happy in class and at home, and that he has great friends. Why would he sneak off? Aha! The cafeteria. Is it very noisy? Mickey's mom asks. Well, there are a lot of kids buzzing around, getting meals and talking to each other. Mickey's teacher says thoughtfully. That explains it, Mickey's mom replies. Since Mickey's cochlear implants don't distinguish sounds the exact same as most people's ears, noisy places are much harder to deal with.
A confused-looking Mickey is surrounded by speech bubbles with squiggles for words in them.
Yes, that makes sense. But no one can eat in the library, Mickey's teacher cries. The school is big, but so is the whole world, Mickey's mom says. Everyone needs a little extra planning to make sure they have everything they need to be happy and healthy. Mickey's mom, his teacher, and his friends all sit down and help Mickey brainstorm a solution.
Mickey and his mom and friends smile as they gather around a table.
The next day, Mickey and Lola and all of their friends find a quieter table tucked away where they can all enjoy lunch and have conversations with each other.
The four of them sit at a smaller table. In the main area, lots of kids sit and talk at long tables.
When they're all done eating, they're all on the move together. They have special permission to go to the library for an even quieter space to have fun.
The friends walk past lockers in the hall to the room with the sign "Library" above the door. Inside, they read books and work on a computer. Mickey smiles and gives a thumbs up as he sits at a table with a book with a red cover.
The end.
This has been Mickey on the Move, written by Michelle Wagner, narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Richard Riemann and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Jenny Phelps. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.